Hi, Rebecca Shear here, inviting you to join the Circle Round Club. You can get ad-free episodes, bonus bedtime stories, and first dibs on tickets to Circle Round events, plus exclusive access to our club store, where you can get special extras, like a personalized birthday message from me. Join today at wbur.org/CircleRoundClub.
Produced by the iLab at WBUR Boston.
Have you ever gotten a piece of advice? It can feel wonderful when somebody offers a tidbit of wisdom to help guide your way. But, as we'll hear in today's story, in order for advice to truly work, you first need to listen. I'm Rebecca Shear, and welcome to Circle Round, where story time happens all the time. Today, our story is called A Bird in the Hand. Versions of this folktale go all the way back to ancient Greece and have spread throughout Europe and Asia. Some really great people came together to bring you our tale, including Broadway legends and real-life husband and wife, Danny Burstein and Rebecca Luker. Right now, you can see Danny in Lincoln Center Theater's Tony Award-winning production of My Fair Lady. And Rebecca has starred in such Broadway classics as The Music Man and The Sound of Music. So, circle around, everyone, for A Bird in the Hand. Once, there was a prince. He was the king and queen's only child, and they loved him with every ounce of their being. They tried not to dote on the prince too much as he got older. And yet, by the time he had grown into a strong young man, he'd also grown accustomed to getting every single thing he asked for. A fancy silk shirt.
Taylor, get over here.
An emerald-encrusted ring.
Jeweler, I have a job for you.
A private 7-course meal.
Cooks, listen up.
All he had to do was snap his fingers, and voila, whatever he wanted would appear. And if anyone tried encouraging the prince to be kinder or more patient or more appreciative of what he already had...
Don't try telling me how to live my life. Your advice is for the birds.
One morning, the prince went wandering through the royal gardens. As he looked around at the perfectly pruned trees, bushes, and flowers, the many fountains flowing with crystal clear water, he thought to himself...
You know what this garden needs? More fruit trees, just for me. Peach, pear, plums, bananas, everything, all my favorites. That way I can eat as much fruit as I want. Fruit everywhere.
The prince was about to summon the royal gardener to order her to plant a dozen more fruit trees when suddenly he heard singing. The prince turned his head this way and that.
That's funny. I hear somebody singing, but I don't see anyone anywhere. I've got to find out where such beautiful music is coming from.
The prince began dashing around the garden, glancing high and low. At last, beside one of the flowing fountains, he came to a willow tree. Its droopy, twisty branches were swaying in the breeze. And perched on one of those branches was a little brown bird.
Hello, Prince.
The prince did a double take. He'd never seen a bird who could speak before.
Did you really just talk to me?
I did.
And before that, you were singing?
I was.
The prince felt his heart skip a beat. After all, remember, he was used to getting everything he wanted. And here he was, confronted by something super desirable. A bird that sang and talked. Without wasting a second, the prince reached out, grabbed the bird, and cupped it in his hand.
Wow. I already have 2 dogs, 4 cats, 6 horses, and 8 rabbits, but you're gonna be the coolest pet ever! You can talk to me when I'm bored, and sing to me when I can't sleep. I'll have the royal blacksmith make you a big cage and keep you right in my room.
The bird shook her head.
Come now, Prince. You're always getting new things. new clothing, new jewelry, new toys. And once they're no longer new, you move on to something else.
No, I don't.
The bird gave the prince a knowing look.
Well, you're bound to grow tired of me, a singing, talking bird. This seems pretty special right now, but give it a few days and I'll be old news. I tell you what, though, if you let me go, I'll give you something you'll never grow tired of. Three things, actually.
The prince's eyes lit up.
Three things? Like three wishes?
Again, the bird shook her head.
No, prince. Wishes are no good without wisdom. That's why, if you let me go, I'll give you three pieces of wisdom.
The prince arched his eyebrows.
Wisdom? No offense, but what kind of wisdom could possibly come from a bird brain? Bird brain! You see what I did there?
Very funny, Prince. But if you set me free, I give you my word. You can use this wisdom forever.
The prince thought for a moment.
Forever, huh? All right, then. Give me your three pieces of wisdom, bird, and I'll let you go free.
The bird quivered with delight.
You promise?
I promise.
The bird straightened herself up as best she could, took a deep breath, and looked the prince right in the eye.
Okay, prince. Listen up and listen good, because this little bird brain is about to change your life.
What three pieces of wisdom do you think the bird will give the prince? We'll find out after a quick break.
Support for the Circle Round podcast comes from Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform that lets you find candidates fast. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/circle round. That's Indeed.com/circle round. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back to Circle Round. I'm Rebecca Shear. Today, our story is called A Bird in the Hand. When we left off, a spoiled prince had caught a bird, a talking and singing bird, who promised the prince that if he let her go, she'd give him three pieces of wisdom that he could use the rest of his life. After mulling it over, the prince agreed, so the bird began to fulfill her promise.
The first piece of wisdom, prince, is this. Never regret what has already happened.
Never regret what has already happened. Okay, what's the second piece of wisdom?
The second piece of wisdom is do not believe foolish words.
Do not believe foolish words. Okay, so no regrets, don't believe in nonsense. What's the third?
The bird cocked her head. Her little eyes sparkled.
The third is the most precious of all, more precious than any treasure. I tell you what, you free me right now, and I'll tell you the third.
The prince smiled.
Bird, you had me a treasure. Off you go.
The prince raised his hand high in the air. The bird lifted off and happily soared around the garden.
Okay, bird, you're flying free. So what's piece of wisdom number three?
The bird swooped onto the tallest branch of the willow tree and peered down at the prince. The prince held his breath in anticipation. But, much to his dismay, instead of sharing the third piece of wisdom, the little bird opened her beak and began to laugh. The prince was confused.
Wait! What's so funny? Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because of how easily I won my freedom. You have no idea what you lost by letting me go free, dear prince. But now, alas, it's too late.
Now the prince was even more confused.
What do you mean I lost something by letting you go free? Explain yourself, bird.
Well, you see, if you had captured me and kept me in a cage, as you originally planned to do, in a few short days, I would have laid an egg the size of an ostrich egg, and made of pure gold. Then you would have had a talking and singing bird, and another jewel for your collection.
The prince imagined what an ostrich egg made of pure gold would look like, how it would shimmer and sparkle and shine, bigger and brighter than any of his other jewels. Then he gazed at the bird and tried using his very sweetest voice.
Sweet, sweet bird. Beautiful, beautiful bird. Now that I think about it, I have so much more wisdom to learn from you. How about we revise our little bargain and you come live in my palace? I'll give you the best food, the purest water, the most comfortable cage. It'll be worlds better than living outside. You won't have to worry about the rain or the cold or finding your next meal. What do you say?
The bird stared at the prince.
What do I say? I say you've forgotten my advice far too quickly. What was the first piece of wisdom I gave you? Don't regret anything that has already happened. And here you are, already regretting giving me my freedom. Who's the bird brain now, prince?
Why, I oughta...
Clenching his jaw, the strong prince began climbing up the willow tree. But the higher he rose, the higher the bird flew. At the very top of the tree, as the bird fluttered in the air just out of reach, the prince lost his footing and went tumbling down into the fountain. As water streamed down the prince's hair and face, the bird drifted down from the tree.
Oh, prince, don't you remember my second piece of wisdom? Do not believe foolish words. I told you I would lay a golden egg the size of an ostrich egg, and yet I am no bigger than an ostrich egg. Why, I fit right in the palm of your hand.
The prince looked at his hand, the one that had been holding the bird. Then he lifted it to his eyes and tried wiping away some of the water.
All right, bird. You were right. But you never told me. What was the third piece of advice?
The bird flapped her wings and flew out of sight for a moment. When she came back, she had one of the gardener's rags in her beak. She gave it to the prince, who used it to mop his brow.
The third piece of advice, dear prince, is... never give advice to somebody who won't hear it. It's no use imparting wisdom to someone who's asleep.
And with that, the little brown bird spread her wings and took off toward the sky. Then she flew over the garden wall and disappeared, her beautiful voice trailing behind her. From then on, the prince was a different person. He was kinder, more patient, and definitely more appreciative of what he had. All because of a wise little bird who, for a few short, precious minutes, had taken him under her wing. Now it's your turn. Let's say you want to take someone under your wing and offer some guidance. What is one piece of wisdom you would share? One lesson or bit of advice? Find some paper, something to draw with, and turn your advice into a picture. Think about ways you can use your art to bring your lesson to life. Then give that picture to somebody who might need it. Today's story, A Bird in the Hand, was adapted by me, Rebecca Shear, and edited by our executive producer, Jessica Alpert. Original music and sound design is by Eric Shimalonis. Our artist is Sabina Hahn. Sabina has created black and white pictures for every Circle Round story, and you can color them in. Ask a grown-up to visit wbur.org/circleround and click on Coloring Pages. Special thanks to this week's actors, Rebecca Luker and Danny Burstein. Between the two of them, they've starred in dozens of Broadway shows. Rebecca has starred in such Broadway classics as The Music Man and The Sound of Music. Right now, you can see Danny in My Fair Lady at Lincoln Center Theater. This summer, he returns to Broadway in Moulin Rouge. This week's featured instrument was the mandolin. You can learn more about this stringed instrument and see a photo on our website. Again, that's wbur.org/circleround. We have dozens of Circle Round stories, and you can listen to all of them by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or whatever podcast app you and your grown-up like best. And if you have a moment, please write us a review. It helps other people find the show. Circle Round is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Rebecca Shear. Thanks for circling round with us.